Rav Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Amr Rav Yosi, Maisa Rav Yosi Fakohen, Shehalach Eitzel Rabo Letzida Nilmol Torah. And Rav Yochanan said, and Rav Yosi said that there was Taka Maisa Rav Yosi Fakohen, who went to Chutz Laaretz to learn Torah by his Rebbe. He could have learned by somebody else, but the Maisa he wanted to learn by Dafka by his Rebbe. Amr Rav Yochanan, Halacha K'Rav Yosi. Halacha say K'Rav Yosi, that even if you can find a place to learn in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah from somebody you feel you could be more matzliach with. And like we said, some say that only on the Tanai that you have intention to go back. Lamali, right? L'chora, why did Rav Yochanan, if he holds from these klalim, why do you have to pass him like Rav Yosi? Well, Amrish Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi, Alachik Rav Yosi. The klal is that if there's machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi, the halacha is like Rav Yosi. So why was it necessary to pass him like Rav Yosi? Amr Abaye Itzrich, you take need this. It's so kadai to chamini, honey me lemas nisa. The brisa imalo. I might think this klal was only said in the Mishnah. When there's a machlokas Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, then the halacha is like Rav Yosi. But in the brisa, maybe not. And Rashi explains, see one second. Not every Rebbe that you learn from can you learn from well. Some he blames on the Rebbe. Some Rebbe's there, everything is in order and they teach in a short way and you can learn from them. And other ones not. The Tzidon Chutz Laaretz. When did Rabbi Yochanan say this klal that halacha in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is always like Rabbi Yosi even masnisa the dafke? Because then you know that Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah is reliable, that what it says is clear. Avol bebraisa dil meichlif Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the braisa isn't reliable and got mixed up. And what Rabbi Yosi said, really Rabbi Yehuda said, and vice versa. So you can't rely on these klalim in a brisa, right? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, in order to let you know that here also the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, passing like Rabbi Yosi. Elohachi kamer. So what did Rabbi Sharshia say before that less of the high klalim? Because we see that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold of it. That's not what he meant. Rabbi Yochanan taka holds like these klalim. Honey, klali lav divrei hakol ninu. Right? Not that they nobody holds from them. Rabbi Yochanan taka holds from these klalim. But the harav less honey klali. We said before that rav taka doesn't hold to the klalim. So it comes out that whether these klalim apply or not is a machlokas between rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the taka the ritva paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that unless it says specifically differently, the halacha is like somebody else, all these klalim apply. Okay. Emalo lismoch Allah, lahach yitzvich neymar halacha, ula'olam isnu lani klalim. Rabbi Yochanan holds of these klalim, but in a brice, you had a paskin, the Therish, so the Mishnah, the klalim apply. Elahachi komer of Misharsha, to harav les leilahani klali, k'domer le'el, me de yitzvich leilameymar siyim bod nami halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rav had a paskin specifically, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that he doesn't hold of these klalim, but Rabbi Yochanan does hold of them. So it comes out to be a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan whether these klalim apply in the Ritva Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. Chet Tzeng Nachri and Kol Neshvisa. A goy has owns things, and Shabbos comes. His chafetzim don't have a din of shvisa, kinyan shvisa. So, Shaila, what that means? What are they? So Rashi says that they're karagli koladam, like chetzi hefker. They like they don't have an owner when it comes to Shabbos, and therefore anybody can take them with to their tchum, and it's lav davka the first person. Whatever halacha is by chetzi hefker, that applies over here. So Rashi holds by chetzi hefker. Whoever they're shayach to at that moment has his tchum, and others hold that whoever gets it first, it has his tchum. Okay. But whatever it is, like Chetzei Hefker. So Mar says, Laman, who is this called according to? Who don't they? Chetzei Goy have a din of Chetzei Hefker? Ilema the Rabbanan Pshita. Hashta Chetzei Hefker, the less Lubailim, ain't called in Shvisa. Chetzei Anochri, the is Lubailim, me boil, right? If what's it called? According to the Rabbana, who say that Chetzei Hefker, who have no Bailim, don't aren't Kona Shvisa, there's nobody to be Ma'akiv, right? They're being Kona their own Shvisa, and still they're not Kona Shvisa. So Chetzei Nochri, that have Bailim, right, surely are not Kona Shvisa by themselves. Ela leave the Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. Must be according to Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, who says that Chetzei Hefker are Kona Shvisa. Kamash Malan, Eimer the Amar Rabbi Yochum and Nuri Kona Shvisa, Hani Mile Chetzei Hefker. When do Chetzei Hefker, when are Chafatzim Kona Shvisa? When they're Hefker, the less Lubailim. Abu Chetzei Anachri, the Ish Lubailim, lo. But Chetzei Anachri, that have Bailim, So what's it called? Surely they're not Kona Shvisa. They are not Kona Shvisa, not surely. Rashi. Ain't Kona Shvisa. The Hari ain't Karagli Kol Adam. The Imbo, Michutz L'Tchom, L'Tocha Ir, Mutter L'Lich M'Chol Ruach. If they came outside the Tchom, they didn't get Shvisa anywhere, and they're still flexible, and whoever has a connection to them can take it to his Tchom. Chetzei Hefker, Diko Neymar, Liknu Min Avshayu. Amri Rabbanan, Ein Konin. Chetzei Hefker, I could think, since they have no owner, so they have their own tchum. Still, Chafatzim don't get Shvisa, because it's a Shlomi Das. They have no Das. Chetzei Anochri, the Islu Bailim, Vari Hein Kamosa, Ubaleim Leslu Shvisa. And the Chetzei Goy, even if they have a Shaychus to the Goy, but the Goy has no Tchum. He has no Shvisa, he's a Goy. Tolab b'nei Shvisa ninu. Biboya, surely they're not Kona Shvisa. If things that have no owner aren't Kona their own Shvisa, things that are owned by somebody who has no Shvisa, surely has no Shvisa. Okay. So Gemara says, according to the Rabbanim, you don't need this. Of course there's no Shvisa for Chetzei Goy. But even according to Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, who holds that Chetzei Goy are Kona, Chetzei Hefker are Kona Shvisa, Chetzei Goy are not Kona Shvisa. Okay. Nesli. So now we've established that nobody holds Chetzei Goy are Kona Shvisa. The Rabbanan who hold Chetzei Hefker are not Kona Shvisa. Surely Chetzei Goy are not Kona Shvisa. And even Rabbi Yochum and Nuri who holds Chetzei Hefker are yes Kona Shvisa, Chetzei Goy are not. So no one holds that Chetzei Goy or Kona Shvisa. Neisa. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Hashoel Kli Min Anochri B'Yantiv, V'chein Amashala L'Nochri Kli Me Erev Yantiv, V'chzir Lo B'Yantiv. Person borrows a Kli from a Goy on Yantiv. Or he loans a Kli to a Goy Erev Yantiv and gets it back on Yantiv. So when Yantiv came in, it was in the Rishus of the Goy. V'hakelim, V'haotzros, Sheshovsu B'Sochatchum, and other Kalim and Otsros that were found within the Tchum when Shabbos or Yontif came in. Yesh l'mapayim amah l'chol ruach. You can carry them on Yontif in any direction, 2,000 amas. So mashman, there's a Shvisa, there's a Tchum. They're not what's it called, kiragli kolado. They have the Tchum, 2,000 amas from where they were when Yontif came in. The Nachri Shehevi lo Peiros Michutz Tchum, and a guy who brought Peiros from outside the Tchum, Harizel lo Yazizim im Goman, because they came outside the Tchum, can't move them. They're also to be moved. So, Iyamras Mishlama Kisov Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Chetzi Hefker Konim Shvisa, Hanim Hamani Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Eli Iyamras Kisov Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Chetzi Hanachrin Konim Shvisa, Hamani, Mo Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Velo Rabbah. If you hold that at least Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that Chetzei Goy are Kona Shvisa, so then this Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But if you hold that nobody holds that Chetzei Goy are Kona Shvisa, then who's this Braisa go? Both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, right, hold, even though there's a machlokus by Chetzei Hefker, but Chefzei Goy are not Kol Mishvisa according to anyone. And here we have a Brisa that says that somebody holds a Chefzei Goy or Kol Mishvisa, so it doesn't go like Rabbanan or like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds they are Kol Mishvisa, and this Brisa goes according to him. Rashi. Hashoa Kliman Anochri who ben Iro Havi, and the Goy lives in his city. The Chena Mashalo Kli Meir of Yomtiv, the Kona Shvitsa Eitzel Anochri, the Sof Tumair, Mashma was Kona Shvitsa by the Goy inside their city. Va Kalim Va Otso Shasum Otzer, you made a Kalim into an Otzer, you had a merchandise or whatever. Yesh Lampayim L'choruach, Va Filo Hein Shal Hefker, right, even though they're Hefker, Uklisha Konashvi, Seitzla Nochri, the Xiru Labailim, the Irvu Bail of the Mizrach or the Mayrat, Ein Yochalotzi El Melpai. And they don't get the Tchum of the person who picks them up. They have the Tchum of the Goy that owned them, or that was in charge of them when Yantav came in. Lo Yazizu Mimkoman, the Konashvisa Mimkoman. Because when Yantav came in, they were Konashvisa outside the Tchum. And now that they were taken outside of their tchum, very yotzu chutzu tchum, they lo hanela arba amos. Hamani diktani chefzi anochri, kolim shvisa, Rabbi Yochel Menuri, klomar, Rabbi Shim ben Elazar, leave it to Rabbi Yochel Menuri, omar. We don't find Rabbi Shim ben Elazar was the third shita. So they make up a new machlokas. It's mistaber that the main machlokas, whether chefzi hefker, kolim shvisa or not, whether that applies to a goy, Nistama, there's somebody in that machlokas who says the same thing as Rav Shimon Elazar. Otherwise, we have a new shita that we never heard of before. Most, it's more nistaber that Rav Shimon Elazar holds like one of the original ones. If one of the original ones doesn't hold at all like that, then who's Rav Shimon Elazar hold like? It's where it says, La'olam kisavar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri chetzi hanochri kol mishvisa. Einachinam. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds Chetzi Anochri or Kol Nishvisa. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar goes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Ushmuel the Amar Karabbanan. And when Shmuel said, Chetzi Hefker are not Kol Nishvisa, he was talking according to the Rabbanan, not Lekulei Alma. And Echinami, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds they are Kol Nishvisa. But Shmuel was telling us that the Rabbanan hold that Chetzi Anochri are not Kol Nishvisa. With the Ka'amas for Rabbanan, Pshita, I we said before, it can't be going according to Rabbanan, because then what's Shmuel telling? If the Rabbanan hold that Chetzei Hefker are not Kol Nishvisa, and there is a svara to say that you should judge them on their own merits, and they should have Shvisa, Chetz Chafatz that belong to a Goy, and at worst get his Tchum, and he has no Tchum. So surely they should not have Kol Nishvisa. Now the same. Gzeira Bailam de Nachri, Atu Bailam de Israel. Kavash Bala, no. There's a slur to say that Chetzei Akum are worse than Chetzei Hefker. Chetzei Hefker have no Bailam, so they're not called Shvisa. Mikra Din, Kalim are not called Shvisa. Mikra Din, Chetzei Goy also shouldn't be called Shvisa. But I might be afraid that people will say that just like these Chafetzim belong to somebody, and they don't have a Tchum, so too, things that belong to a Jew don't have a tchum. So when they belong to somebody, there's more reason that people make a mistake. So I might think there, the Rabbanan made a gzera, that the kalim do have a tchum, when they belong to a goy. Even though, when they belong to nobody, they don't have a tchum. Kamash Malon, they don't make that gzera. Kamash Malon, that we don't make such a gzera. Rashi. La'olam sabar of Yochanan, chetzi nochri kechetzi hefker. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Ushmuel do Amar Leel Ein Konin Krabana, the Amri Chetzi Hefker Ein Konin. When Shmuel said the Chetzi Nachri are not called the Shvisa, he was going according to the Moshe of Rabbana, not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay. Hano Dichri do Asul Mevirchasa. There were rams. Animals that came to Mevir Chasa, the name of the place. Sharla who Rava lived named Mechuzah, the Mizba Minai. So Rava was matir the people of Mevir Chasa to abide the Manyantiv. Now they came, Letzorich Goyim,
So therefore they weren't Osir because of Maisa Yontif. Right? They brought them for Goyim, and they were left over. So the Jews wanted to buy them. And the halacha is that you're allowed to buy something on Yontif as long as you don't mention the price. You go to a storekeeper who trusts you, who knows you, and you tell him, can I take these now? And it's understood that after Yontif you'll pay. You don't mention anything about payment, though. So that's what it means over here, that to buy from him. That's how you buy in Yontif. So the Maisa, they came from Chutzal Tchum. Right? And they were Chetze Goyim. Vice, they weren't Kol Neshvitz. Otherwise, how could they use them? They came from Chutzal Tchum. Amar Le Ravina Le Rava. My daitech to Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel Chefze Nachri and Kol Neshvisa. What do you think? The reason this was mutter is because Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel that Chefze Goyim are not Kol Neshvisa. So that therefore they were mutter to be moved, even though they came from outside the Tchum. For Shmuel Rav Yochanan Halachik Rav Yochanan Lachara, why should you pass like Shmuel? Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amr of Chia Bar Ovin, Amr of Yochanan, Chefze Nachri Kalim Shvisa. And Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is a Chefze Nachri Arkon Shvisa. So why was Rava matter them? Based on what Shmuel said, he should have answered them based on what Rabbi Yochanan argued. Why? And why take it as Rabbi Yochanan hold that Chefze Nachri Arkon Shvisa, Gzeira Bailum de Nachri, Atu Bailam di Israel. The same svara we said, why Rav had to say that the Rabbanan hold that Chefze Nachri are not Kol Neshvisa, because of that svara, that Halamina, that's exactly where Rabbi Yochanan holds Chefze Nachri are Kol Neshvisa. Gzeira, because if we let you take things out of the Tchum, out of their Tchum, that what's it called, belong to a Goy, you may take things out of the Tchum that belong to a Yid. And think they're not also not called the Shvis of the Abayla. Hadam Rava v'stabnu v'birchasa tekula v'birchasa l'didu k'dal ramastamya. No, enochanami. Rava said, I don't rescind the psak. Okay, you're right. Really, I should have passed like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Shmuel. And chetzei nachri are called the Shvis. But anything that was brought into a city has a din of that city. The city has a din of Dalet Amos, and therefore it's okay anyway. Right? And Echanami, they were brought Michutz L'Tchum, but they were brought Michutz L'Tchum into the city, right? And that city has a din of Dalet Amos. It was a walled city. Rashi, Dichri Eilim, they were goats, rams, but they wanted to buy in Shecht on Yom Tov. The Birchasa Shem Makom. Mechuzah iras smuchel mevirchasa. The what's it called? Mechuzah was a city near mevirchasa. The south dalet avafim umar the mizulazul and an air of one to the other. So if the chafetzim were not called neshlisa, then they had the tchum of the people in mechuzah, and therefore they could take them to mechuzah. But if they were called neshlisa, they had the tchum of the goy, and that was he didn't make an air of, so he couldn't bring it to mechuzah. They could buy them and take them to Mechuzah. The Afa Pisha Vium Anachri Mechuzah Tchum. The Kesavar Chetzi Anachri Yen Kol Neshvisa. This is what Rava Paskin. Karba Amistam Yisamar says, no, I made a mistake. Shouldn't have Paskin like Shmuel, should have Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava said, true, but still it's okay. Because Karba Amistam Yikin Islam Nas Nisim, Holy Chul Yirachiris. If Goyim took him into another city, he went out of the Tchum, right? Shalom Midas, Goyim pulled him out. Onas nu bedir v'sar, upaskinim le'el amra avalach grob gamil, bedir v'sar v'slima. That enochanami, if something was taken out of the Tchum by accident, and then it was put into a place with mechitzas, that place of mechitzas has a din of dalet amos. V'u'adin le'ir sheish lo mechitzas. Same thing goes with a city that has mechitzah. And the fact that the Goyim took it out is Shlomidas. Right? So they're called the Shvisa, but they were taken out of their tchum against their will, and therefore they placed the mechitzah as a din of Dalet Amos. And the Mela, they were able to, what's it called, take it to Mechuzah. It was all part of one big city.